May 23, 1923. The will of God is fullness, and one who lives in it must centralize everything within herself. His privations continue, and as my sweet Jesus made himself seen just a little, I said to him, "Tell me, my love, where have I offended you, that you run far away from me? Ah! My heart is bleeding because of the bitterness of the pain. And Jesus, have you perhaps withdrawn from my will?" And I, "No, no, may heaven free me from such a misfortune." And he, "And why, then, do you ask me where you have offended me? Only when the soul withdraws from my will, then does sin enter. Ah, my daughter, in order to take full possession of my will, you must centralize all the interior states of all creatures within yourself, and as you move from one interior state to another, you take dominion over it. This happened in my mama and in my very humanity. How many pains, how many states of souls were centralized in us? Several times my dear mama remained in the state of pure faith, and my moaning humanity was almost crushed under the enormous weight of all the sins and pains of all creatures. But while I suffered, I remained with the dominion of all the goods opposite to those sins and pains of creatures, and my dear mama became queen of faith, of hope and of love, and dominator of light, to the extent of being able to give faith, hope, love and light to all. In order to be able to give, it is necessary to possess. And in order to possess, it is necessary to centralize those pains within oneself, and with resignation and love, change pains into goods, darkness into light, coldness into fire. My will is fullness, and one who must live in it, must acquire the dominion of all possible imaginable goods, as much as is possible for a creature. How many goods can I not give to all? And how many can my inseparable mama not give? And if we do not give more, it is because there is no one who takes them, because we suffered everything, and while we were on earth, our dwelling was in the fullness of the divine will. Now it is your turn to follow our same path and to dwell where we dwelt. Do you think that to live in our will is something trivial, or just like any other life, even holy? Ah, no, no. It is the all. In it one must embrace everything, and if something escapes, you cannot say that you live in the fullness of our will. Therefore, be attentive and always follow your flight in my eternal volition.